Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now. La 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 la. She really hates him, it's really true.
Good.
Testing one, two.
Oh, we gotta do that every time. Good morning. Good morning, Rich.
Testing, one, two, three, testing.
Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Bonnie. How you doing today?
Every day I say good morning to you, you're like a...
No, I go...
Do you wake up in a terrible mood?
No, I go, hey, what's up? I don't go, So don't exaggerate right from the beginning of the podcast. You go, good morning, and I go, hello, how's it going? How you doing? I always have different responses. I don't go, good morning. I'm not, I go, hey, what's up? How's it going? All right.
Any other things you say in the morning?
Get the fuck out of my room.
No.
I never said that. What else? It's cold. It's always cold. But now that I fixed the thermostat so you could just set it, I don't like timers on thermostats because... You know, certain times you're colder than other times, and you just want to go set it. Here's a thermostat. Pew, 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 pew. And then you set it. I don't like our fireplace. I don't mind it. It's just, you know, it's a gas fireplace where, to me, that's a fake. It's like the barbecue grills I don't like. A grill, when you're grilling, you throw charcoal in and grill. But when you have a gas grill, it's like cooking on the stove. It doesn't taste the way a charcoal grill does. A gas fireplace is not like sitting in front of a fire with logs burning. It's like some guy's holding up a match, but it's a big one for you. You see what I mean?
No. Anyway, is there anything else that you wanted to discuss today besides... all the things that you don't like.
Well, you could say why you like a gas fireplace. I don't like it.
Well, it's easy, and it's pretty nice to look at. When we had it going the other night, it was great. I just, I mean, I don't sit around thinking like...
I don't...
Oh, I wish we had a... I mean, it's just a silly thing.
I don't
thing
sit
to,
around...
Well, you did. I heard you on the phone yesterday going, I don't know who you're talking to. Oh, is it Bobby?
Yes.
And you go, I just heard you say, like, I don't like a gas fireplace. And it's like, to me, it seems like such a funny, silly thing to have a like or dislike on.
No, it's not. Oh, do you like sliding doors or doors that open?
I like all doors that open. I mean, that's the
well, would you rather,
door.
Would rather have this kind
I
of...
Mean,
I mean, there's certain things you like better than other things. That's life. I like.
I wouldn't
you know
call my friend.
I didn't
be
call
like,
him
I don't
that.
Like our sliding door.
Okay, Mrs.
All right, calm down. I
I'm
just
calm.
Said.
What, I didn't
is
call
there any
my...
positive thing that's in your brain, in your life, that you want to discuss?
Yeah, all the curtains I hung that look beautiful, and we saved $3,000 to $4,000 instead of getting blinds that always get stuck or ripped, and now we have. Curtains that match in every room, except I have one more room to do. I mean, curtains in the living room, which I love to get new, big, fluffy, different Victorian curtains. But we have nice
fluffy curtains,
you know, with a psh, psh, psh on it, and they go like that, and the rope and everything. I mean, some real fancy ones I saw.
Not sure I know what you're talking about.
You want me to get a picture of fancy curtains for you?
No.
Then you would be sure.
Well, I think you just could learn the actual names of the things that you're talking about. And
yeah, they're called fancy curtains.
Oh, okay.
Victorian curtains. And Bonnie was away, and that's what I did. I hung curtains. I hung some pictures in her sewing room, and now it looks like a nice room. You know, she does certain things, and I do certain things. And, you know, when we first moved in this house, it was so overwhelming. Oh, my God. You know, but
in after what way?
Of emptying boxes, where does this go? Where does that go? You know, hanging this, doing that.
Yeah, because we have a different perception of moving. Like, you think everything has to get done in a certain amount of time.
No. Yeah, well, that's you did.
When we were moving here, I wanted us to move out of that house very quickly into this. We took a long time because that's what you wanted. It worked out well. However, now that we're in this house, I feel like we can unpack at our leisure. But you don't feel that way. You're always like getting it done. Like, you want every room in the house done.
I like to enjoy the house, and first of all, it's leisure. It's leisure. Not leisure. He was an actor. Go ahead.
Are you talking about Keith Ledger?
Oh, yeah. Well.
Heath Ledger. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Ledger. Okay.
I don't want everything done because there's always, I like the base done, and then if we want to add or take away, but now we could have company if we wanted because the house is presentable. So now we have to decide who is going to be our company. I say we have a dinner party. But when we have a dinner party,
I hate having people over. It's too stressful.
Well, I don't.
Because I don't, first of all, I'm not going to cook like
Then you order everything from Alphonse.
You know what we should do when we have our dinner party?
What?
HelloFresh.
Yeah,
we've been doing HelloFresh and it is so easy and amazing. Let me just say this. That's what we should do when we have guests over to our new house is get a bunch of different HelloFreshes, make them. They're so easy to make. They're pre-portioned. They're ready to go. And they're easy. And some of them only take 15 minutes and then everybody can get what they want. Amazing. Let me just jump into this for a second. If you have a crazy schedule, as we do, we never know where we're at any given time. HelloFresh is so easy and it keeps you out of that, like, what do I make for dinner? What do I make for dinner? It's sometimes that's all I think about. I wake up in the morning, I go, what am I going to make for dinner? It's like stupid. But then when you have HelloFresh, mealtime is exciting because there's over 40 recipes to choose from every week and there's always something delicious. And the last time we got HelloFresh, Raina had some friends over and they did like a cooking competition and separated into two different groups and cooked two different meals. And then, you know, it was a competition. So great. Just so great. And it teaches them how to cook. It's like so easy to sort of like follow these recipes or these big cards that have everything like illustrated on it, and it's really, really great. And it also,
I like the salmon.
Yeah, that was really good for you. I don't eat salmon.
I did. I loved it.
Well, it's cheaper than grocery shopping, apparently, and it's much cheaper than takeout.
Well, so it saves you time because it comes straight to your house, and you don't have to go to the supermarket. So,
yeah. Yeah, there's lots of really good things. But listen, you can get your own HelloFresh. This is such a great deal. Go to HelloFresh.com/50mywife and use the code 50mywife for 50% off plus free shipping. You should definitely try this if you're trying to eat a little healthier.
Everybody likes coming home to a package on their doorstep also.
Yeah, it's like refrigerated boxes. They're pretty wild. And yeah, it's just a, like a fun experience, which is why we're on this planet, to have fun experiences. Go to HelloFresh.com/50MyWife and use the code 50MyWife for 50% off plus free shipping.
Here's the deal.
50 MyWife.
When you hear on radio, when radio hosts, you know, promote a product and you know they don't use it, we used this. We did use it and we liked it.
And we will use it again.
Yeah. So like it, this isn't just, it was good. The salmon was delicious. The dill taste, I liked it. I did. I liked
well,
it.
Well, maybe we should get that for our dinner party. Who are you going to invite?
Well, here's the problem. I would invite Norton and his spouse, Bobby and his spouse, Colin and his spouse, Florentine, and if he still has a spouse. And
I think he's still and Keith, Karen, who I like.
And Keith. So
and
those.
His nurse.
But then what about my other friends that would get mad? Like,
who's
Aaron,
getting mad? Who would get mad?
Aaron would go, well, why am I not invited?
Well, you call it a salon, and then every couple of months you do a new one with new people.
What do you mean you call it a salon? What kind of salon? I never heard. What's a salon? That's where you get your...
S-A-L-O-N. You know, like people have these like salon parties where you invite people over.
No, because then I get to have my second string friends at one party.
Well, then you don't invite all your first string together. You invite an eclectic group.
Joey, I'd have to invite Joey and his wife and kid.
No kids.
Well, I would want them in the summer so his kid can go in the pool.
All right.
I mean, that's what I'll do.
This is to people.
This is what I'm going to do.
I was in Toronto all last week. Working on a series based on the book that I wrote. You're Better Than Me. That's what the series is going to be called. You're Better Than Me. And it takes so long to make television. It's insane how long this stuff takes. They contacted me at the end of 2020. Do you know that? And it's been this long. Anyway, what happened? So I was gone for an entire full week. Anything to report? What did I miss?
Me hanging curtains.
What did you and Raina do? Like,
one day we went.
Oh, she called me once and was like, Dad stopped at Popeye's.
Oh, yeah. I was taking her friends to a Target and I was playing golf with this guy and he's eating. Popeye's chicken, and he goes, oh, look at this app, you can get all, you know, a great deal. So I thought you could get 5 chicken breasts for like $10. I'm like, whoa. So on the way to Target, I said to her and her friends, come on, we'll go to Popeye's, we'll all have chicken. What, kids don't like Popeye's? Well, I get there, you don't get 5 breasts, you get 1 breast, a wing, a drumstick, whatever, and 2 sides. And none of them ate. It was just me sitting there eating chicken in front of these girls. I'm like, what the fuck? They ate a little of the potatoes.
Yeah, Sharina kept calling me. He's eating like a monster in front of my friends. She was very upset. You don't care if she's upset. Like, you don't care.
She's not upset. She was laughing and having a good time.
Yeah, but you don't care if you're like slightly embarrassing in front of her friends.
Not at all. In front of them, I blasted a big one out of my butt.
Oh, she was furious about that. And she was also furious about you were like trying to talk street. She recorded some of it.
That was the night before.
Yeah.
I was talking street. I was telling them who I had beef with.
And one of her friends, I hate to break it to you, does not like you.
Oh, which one?
I don't want to say who it is.
You can tell
but
me.
But she's, like Raina said, she's like, she hates when it's you that comes to pick her up or, you know, drive them around.
I know who it is.
First letter only.
The real estate daughter.
No. No.
Well, it's not Hannah. She's a big fan of mine.
It's not Hannah.
Where we used to live.
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but you can stop guessing. I'm not going to tell you. Anyway.
She doesn't like me?
She's like, she's not amused by you.
I don't care.
That way.
Oh, I know. Wood chips.
No, it's not wood chips.
Well, I named all of them.
No, you didn't. But I'm not going to tell you who it is. So just keep
going. A last guess.
I'm not going to say it.
Well, then you said guess, and I guess.
I didn't say guess. I said don't guess. I don't want to tell on her friend. I'm just saying it because it might make some kind of interesting conversation for this podcast, which you're really bringing down, man.
How am I bringing down? I
hung curtains. I need fluffy ones.
Oh, yeah,
I said before the podcast, I said, let's get into a discussion about something interesting. You don't know how. How do you do other podcasts? They just ask you questions and then you can roll with it?
That too, yeah. I'm great.
When you're talking, do you ever go, just in your own head, when you're speaking, do you ever go, oh, this might not be the most interesting thing to be talking about?
No, because everything I say connects with somebody. There's somebody out there.
What, one person or...
No,
like how many people are you trying to connect with? Just one other person?
No.
Is it you that you're trying to connect with because you keep looking at you?
No, the mass majority. You know,
the mass
people,
majority you think are like interested in fluffy curtains?
Well, no, because I said I hung curtains and someone's going, phew, I've done the same and that takes a lot of work and it's tedious, you know.
Yeah, but then it's, who would go on to a podcast? Well, I hope he talks about something so boring that I've also done. I swept up, had to get in the corners. It was tough.
Who went out and bought a Dustbuster, a new one?
Is that, like, is there no learning curve? Like, someone help me out. What is this? Diagnose this person for me. Please, I don't understand it. I honestly don't. He makes me laugh, for sure. He hangs curtains, great. Buys
what
Dustbusters,
else?
Thank you. But what, when you go to have a conversation, he either completely ignores you.
That's not true. What was he? You were sitting. What do you want?
Not on this podcast. But I'm saying, like, just in general.
No.
You'll just not answer. You'll go like this. This will be you. I'll start talking. You go. I'll finish talking. Let's say I go. Oh, I do this all the time. I go. Oh, I have to do 10 Zooms tomorrow, and this and that and the other thing, and you know the executive producer said this or did that or this is happening. This is you.
That's not true.
No, wait. This is you listening, and then this is you when the thing is over. Zero response.
That's not true.
Zero.
How many times I talked to you on the phone when you were in Canada about what was going on? Nonstop. Don't think I don't talk to you.
That's not true. When did I talk to you?
Whenever you called.
Once a day? Oh, I'm sorry.
And I talked about what you were dealing with once a day. Do you want to talk about it 10 times a day?
No.
If I don't talk about my MRI last week 10 times
what
a day.
What happened? Did you get a result?
I got to call the back doctor, and he must have the results by now. But I want to take a cortisone shot. You know, a cortisone for where the pain is. But then I heard and I read cortisone can help, will make you gain weight if you don't watch what you, because you have the craving for carbs after you, which is weird, take cortisone. And
I always have the craving for carbs. Like there's no time where somebody doesn't have a piece of bread where I want to grab it out of their hand and shove it in my own mouth.
No time.
There's never somebody been a walking. Time. I've never seen anybody. If you are holding a crusty piece of bread, I'm going to fucking tackle you to the ground for that. I can't help it. Potatoes. Oh, my Irish accent's coming out. I love the potatoes. And I love the bread.
Well.
I can't. If somebody was holding a piece of brownie, I wouldn't care. But last night I made myself a sandwich. I don't get why people are like, vegan. I made a vegan sandwich last night that was heaven. I was eating it going, there's no possible way anyone eating this would think it's gross.
It's so dumb.
Good. It was hummus, tomato, onion, lettuce, and then I made cauliflower, crispy cauliflower with buffalo sauce, and put that on it.
Can you list
on
some
crusty bread?
List some more things on. Well, you talk about me hanging curtains. You think people are excited about hearing about your sandwich?
No, but it's all we've got right now.
How do you turn it around?
A little bit of pep. You're like,
oh, so now it's about pep. Now it's about pep. Like, you know.
Okay, just talk about something interesting. Then.
I'm talking about my MRI. I talked about my MRI.
Oh, my God.
Huh? You ever have an MRI? No. No.
No, because I don't go to the doctor because I'm never sick. My body is fucking amazing. I'm like the healthiest person in the world. Why?
You don't know that.
I eat vegan sandwiches.
You
That's
don't know
why.
If you're the healthiest person.
I am.
When's the last time you had blood taken?
Who cares? I don't need to.
Yes, you do.
You go to the doctor.
Have you ever had
guess what they're going to do with the doctor?
Have you ever
they're going to take your blood. They're going to go, you know what? You're a little bit low in it. Boo, boo, boo. And then they're going to put you on a fucking medication because that's what they do. That's the fucking point of going to the doctor.
How about this?
Okay. You don't go to a place where they do flooring and look at the flooring and then leave there without flooring. They're going to fucking get you into some fucking flooring.
I hate to break the news.
Okay, that's a doctor's office. They're going to find something wrong with you so they can put you on a medication, get you on that treadmill. I opt out. Boom. I won't take any fucking.
Have you ever had a colonoscopy? No. The number one. The number one or the one of the easiest cancers to prevent.
Hello, making some jokes over here. Jesus.
Must get my point out.
Yeah. So, just for fun. So, then one of the most preventable cancers.
How many people here think that we are soulmates? How many people here think we should get a divorce? You say it all the time. You make this joke nonstop. Have I ever made the joke?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Maybe I have.
So.
But when we're fighting, you always bring it up. When we're having a fight, you go, I'm getting a divorce. No, you always say, get your divorce. It's what you want. You're always like suggesting that I'm trying to get out. Now you got everything you want. Get out.
Well, how could you get out of the things you want? You would never leave.
You would have to leave.
I wouldn't leave. I would make my own apartment in the basement.
No.
Yes. And I'll bring girls over.
Girls?
Like women.
Or six-year-old women.
What? 60-year-old?
I don't know. Do we have, I don't think, are you going to put in some kind of ramp or is there going to be like wheelchair accessible?
Oh, whoa. So
getting those girls over here, it's going to be tough.
So you've never had a colonoscopy. One of the most preventable cancers.
Colonoscopies?
Yeah, they don't get their prostate checked. They have colonoscopies. All right. Colon cancer is preventable.
I get a lot of emails about people saying, like, you got to go get tested.
Yes.
You got to get tested for cancer.
Have you ever had your tits checked?
Oh my God. First of all, I don't appreciate the way you're aggressively yelling about my tits. Okay.
Have you ever?
No. I have.
When's the last time you had your breast felt?
10 years ago. Doesn't matter.
Do you have a, what do you call it?
I check my own.
Do you have a tetanus shot for whooping cough or tetanus? Huh? You don't have one of those. They last 10 years. I'm going to schedule a colonoscopy for you.
Just like for fun?
No, it's not fun because you have to prepare and it's a nightmare.
No, I'm not doing that shit.
Okay, then don't.
I've only got a few years left. It's like.
Don't listen. And what was I going to say?
Like I'm going to go through all this shit, get a colonoscopy, blah, blah, blah. Tell me I'm fine. And then get hit by a bus.
Oh, you know what? That's
what we have people. Different ideas.
No, literally, preventable. You wanna stay.
If I started to feel something, I would. You wouldn't feel.
That, yeah, and it might be too late. Right. You're supposed to get them when you're.
So be it.
No.
I don't care if I die. That's the difference between us. I'm not that.
Blind. Oh really?
Yeah, I'm not scared of it.
You don't have to be scared of it, but, okay. You know what? Tomorrow I'm going to run in front of a train. Okay.
I didn't say I was going to commit suicide. I love my life. I'm having a great life.
Okay, then if you want it, if you love it and you want it to last, you prevent colon cancer.
One of the reasons I have a great life and that I love it is because I don't stress out about
I'm not stressing out. You don't stress out. You just.
I don't go to doctor's appointments constantly.
You never go.
Yeah, no. That's why I'm having a great life. Do you want me to? Not on any medication.
I should call doctors.
Let's
see if Dr. Steve will answer. I doubt he will.
I have to get like when you go like on set or something, you have to get what do you call those things? Like a full body thing.
Exam.
Yeah, like you have to get the whole kit and caboodle done. So I've had it done.
No, you didn't have a colonoscopy going on to a set.
Okay, maybe not a colonoscopy, but...
Let's see if Dr. Steve answers.
And we'll I find blood in my stool, is this exciting for people?
Yeah, because they... Yes, yes.
It's probably with a goddamn patient.
Hold on. Probably
giving a colonoscopy right now.
Hold on. Can you hear... Dr. Steve.
Yes.
You're on our podcast. Well, the phone is being held to the microphone.
Okay, that's a great technique.
Well, and now people can see his number.
They can't.
Oh, okay, no.
Okay, well, this is because we don't usually have guests. Yeah. But now your opinion, if you can, and I'm telling Bonnie that at some point in life, you have to have a colonoscopy because that's a preventable cancer. And she's correct. Like, is that correct or not?
Yes.
It's
here's the thing. Cancer of the colon usually take, you know, from the polyp form to full-blown cancer, and it takes around 5-10 years. So if you catch it early, they can kill it in the colon while they're doing the colonoscopy.
Yes.
And if you let it go, because there's no symptoms usually until it's very late in the stages, then now it's almost impossible to treat. Well, not impossible. Colon cancer is very treatable cancer still, but if it gets to the point where it's spread to another part of the body, then it's very difficult to cure, if impossible, with the technology we have right now. So prevention's the key.
Is prevention one of the things of preventing cancer? Now, tell me if I'm right or wrong on this, Dr. Steve. Is one of the things that we could do to prevent cancer, besides going to a doctor every 15 days, right, eating well, maybe not right, eating meat or processed foods? I'm pretty sure that's actually one of the best things you can do to prevent cancer.
Totally agree. We are what we eat, and have, you know, exercising and eating properly, not smoking, not drinking, you know, overly, and not taking opioids to excess, because that's also a risk factor for malignancy. All of those things will mitigate your risk, but also
mitigate or complete, like, how many vegans do you know? How many vegans do you know that have cancer besides skin cancer?
All kinds of them. Yeah, no, I have vegan.
Look it up. It's not true.
Yeah, but this here's the look at she's in. I mean,
it's not.
It's so easy to go get a colonoscopy. It's not like they're prescribing medicine. If they see a polyp, they take it out. If they see two, they take it out. I've had polyps they've taken out. Come back in 3 years. Come back. They don't see any. Come back in 5 years. Okay. Right. So
all of the things that you're mentioning, Bonnie, they reduce your risk significantly. Well, I don't even know how significant. I could do some research and get you the actual numbers.
Yeah, please.
It does reduce your risk. But here's the thing. Not smoking the numbers. Doesn't keep you from getting lung cancer. There are still people who get lung cancer. It just mitigates your risk.
Right, right.
So getting the colonoscopy at 45 or 10 years before your first degree relative had colon cancer. In other words, if they had it when they were 50, you should get one at 40. Also helps to mitigate that risk of dying from colon cancer.
I want to die from colon cancer.
Jeez.
Oh, well, then okay. Then just do whatever. Then.
Now I had my an MRI done Friday for my back so I can get cortisone. And I read up on cortisone, which I'm gonna makes you it gives you, I mean, you can gain weight from taking cortisone. Does it affect, and I like, I have a bad stomach, but it said it can affect your stomach.
Well, you're getting an epidural steroid injection, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one time. What they're talking about is repeated exposure. You know, people that take cortisone every day are at risk of a thing called Cushing's syndrome, which is, diabetes, weight gain, kind of a humped back, big fat moon face, that, you know, things like that.
Do dogs get that?
What? I'm sorry?
Don't dogs get that?
Yeah, they do. I had a dog that had Cushing's syndrome.
Well, let me tell you something. You are our first choice, not Dr. Drew. We said, let's call Dr. Steve. Okay.
Well, because I'll answer when you call. That's the difference between me.
Oh, well, so in your, before we hang, in your,
for attention than he is.
In your professional opinion, should Bonnie have her tits felt and get a colonoscopy?
Yeah. I still think that you should do all of the other preventative things. It's like, listen, doing a mammogram on schedule. I have tons of vegans that have had breast cancer. That it's 1 in 11 women are going to get breast cancer, and there's some things that increase that risk even further. That you just don't want to miss that sort of easy.
Paycheck that the doctor's
getting. Oh, stop with your paycheck. Okay. You know what?
She
said pay. And also, she's never had, I don't even think she has her tetanus and whooping cough shot.
Whooping? What's that?
What is it? Whooping cough,
yeah,
right?
Whooping cough or whooping cough. You can call it whooping cough.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, whatever you want. I know what you're
talking. Well, listen.
Listen, here's the thing. I have seen tetanus once in my career. It was a really, really bad way to die. But I don't think there's ever been a single case of tetanus in a person who got the original infant doses, you know?
Yeah.
Now, I still highly recommend that people get their adult doses of tetanus for sure, because that is a really shitty way to go out of this world.
And Bonnie was bit by a bat but didn't go get rabies shots.
I'm a witch. I'm one of the, can you put me in a medical journal, because that's pretty great. I think I might be the only one who survived a bat bite, a rabbit bat bite.
If it were a rabbit bat bite, we'd have a different story, but obviously.
Well, I heard that bats won't bite you unless they're rabid. So if you get bit by a bat, goodbye, good night.
No, you get rabies shots.
You don't get a rabies shot. You get a, what do you call it? Whatever it's called, that'll like.
What?
You know.
Not rabies.
We'll kill the rabies.
What? The
it's a serum.
I don't know what
she's.
There's only a few in all of America, so you might not get it.
What? The vaccine? Antidote?
Antidote, yeah.
Oh, I see.
There's more than a few in America.
Ask Dr. Steve. Is that true?
Were you talking about they give you the antibody infusion?
Like, let's say you get bit by a bat. If you go to your regular hospital, they probably don't have the antidote.
Well, no, but they have the rabies vaccine. What you do is, if you get bit by a bat, the rabies vaccine works very quickly. That's the benefit. So if you can isolate the animal that bit you, if it doesn't die from rabies, or sometimes they'll sacrifice it and do a brain biopsy. If it doesn't have rabies, you don't have to do anything else other than just treat the bite. But if it, if you can't isolate it, you kind of have to assume that a wild animal that bites you has rabies. So they give you a rabies vaccine. It works very quickly. You don't die of rabies.
Yeah. Well,
I knew a guy that got bit by a dog in India, and he ended up dying of rabies. And that's another horrible way to die.
Oh, my God. Who do you hang out with?
I know. He's like, everyone I know.
I was around before vaccines were a thing.
Okay, this is what I'm dealing with.
I like it.
We're telling somebody a colonoscopy can save your life, and she's finding ways that her cucumber sandwich is going to save her. Okay, this is what I deal with. And someone who thinks they're a know-it-all, when it comes to...
I'm just being like an asshole to like...
I know you're an asshole.
Try to keep it interesting up in here.
Well, I know you. I know you're an asshole, but when it comes to medical advice, if you can't get a hold of Dr. Steve, you get a hold of Rich Voss, because I know a lot about medical... whatever.
Rich, why do you want her to have it done? Because you want to be right, or because you love her and you don't want her done?
Oh, no, it's the first one.
No, it's because I don't want my daughter to grow up without a mom.
Yeah,
and,
he's like, and if I don't want to. I'm gonna have to do all the cooking and cleaning.
I don't want to do laundry. All right. Well, thank you for
reasonable.
Thank you.
I think
for,
you might get farther if you just said, "Listen, Bonnie, I love you."
Bye. It was good to talk to you.
Okay. All right.
I didn't hear what he said though.
All right. We'll talk later. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
What did he say?
I didn't listen.
All right. Well.
Well, see?
Maybe I'll get a colonoscopy.
You don't have to. Don't worry about it.
Okay, thank you. I don't want to have to drink that stuff.
Oh, you shit all night.
No.
All night. I mean, you until water is flying out of your ass.
Stop. I don't want to. I'd rather have cancer.
No, you wouldn't. Just do it. I'll coach you. I'll be your coach and I'll go.
Oh, are you going to sit by the door? Like, sounds like it's getting to the end.
It's whatever. Look at that. This is how, I don't know if likable or the word famous, how quick we can get a doctor on the phone. That's how good we are. That we could just.
Your doctor died.
I know. And
you were really sad about it. Your father died shortly after, not as sad at all.
No. Well, one, I had a relationship with my doctor for 30 years.
He listened and he touched you more than your dad.
He was.
Is that why he kept going for colonoscopies? My father would never do this.
He was such a good doctor. He was so nice.
He knew you had a little bit of
hypochondria.
Hypochondria.
Because
he would kind of make fun of it to you when I was there.
Well, whatever.
He'd look at me like, sure.
He was great. And I see his wife still. She runs a practice. And I told her that in my my half hour special, I put in memory of my doctor.
Did she watch the special and was like upset? Need to take it
no.
Off.
No, she was. She goes, "Oh, that's very sweet, very nice." It was so depressing when I heard this.
What did he die from? Lung cancer.
No, a lung disease. Nicest guy. Just my doc.
It's so weird when doctor, like, not saying about your doctor, but like, you know, he was overweight and stuff. I mean, it's weird when doctors are unhealthy. I met lots of doctors that are totally, totally unhealthy.
Well,
completely.
I went to a dentist with no teeth. Psych, get it? No teeth, dentist. I played racquetball with a guy with no arms.
You see that I'm looking at you?
Yes. Oh.
You're like, I will not look away from this.
I did a fundraiser last night for recovery houses, you know, at a brewery.
Like, you're talking about like where people go after they have rehab.
Yeah, and they set up these recovery houses for like six people at a time.
Are those halfway houses?
Halfway houses.
Okay, yeah.
And
was that fun?
It was all right. Yeah, it was a nightmare.
Why was it a nightmare?
Because it was in a bar. The lighting was bad.
Why are they having a fundraiser at a bar? That's so funny.
The lighting was bad. But when I got on, people came into the one room. You know, the other room.
Were there other comedians on?
Some girl opened.
And nobody paid attention?
None. One table did.
I remember the first time I went and saw stand-up comedy. There's an MC on, very funny, sort of like, maybe like Aaron Burgish, you know, style.
I'm playing golf with him tomorrow.
Then a woman got on stage. We just sat through it. Nobody left. We just sat there and waited. I didn't know what to expect. Then the headliner came on.
Stanley Ullman.
And then we thought he was so, so funny. But I always think back like, oh, that girl just got nothing.
I felt bad for this girl. She kept going, you guys are great. And they weren't great. Like,
maybe she's being sarcastic.
No, people, here's the thing. New comics or comics that don't work that much, or that's not their main,
wait, that's not her career. Main career.
I don't know. I didn't talk to her really. She was, and it's scripted almost. They'll say that everywhere. Oh, you guys are great, just to get into something else. Or,
right, because it's hard to think of everything in the
moment. I know. Well, you could tell some people that work a lot or whatever. You know, I mean, she did as well as she could in the situation that she was in, you know.
You know what I like when, like, the other night at the Gramercy Theater, I did a show for the New York Comedy Festival, and the MC, when he was bringing me up, you know, you do the little, like, hug or shake or turn, you know, he goes, I hate these people. Then you're like, hello, how are you, good to be here.
Well, anyhow, let's wrap this up. I thought thank God Rich Voss turned this into a winning podcast. Why? Because Rich Voss came to play. I came to play, folks. I have another recovery.
Do you love your voice? What is it like? Like when you're, when you hear like a voice that's gum snapping, do you just, you're like, oh, that sounds like me.
I don't.
You start hearing, you hear like a little mouse. You're like, what, is that me? Is that me?
You ever watch rat videos when they come
no,
up?
No, never. Go flip. Anything that comes down my feed, like I'm watching it on, when I'm scrolling my Insta. Anything that I don't want to get more of, I go so fast through. I just.
What about other comics tour dates? Do you read them real quick?
Go fast. Comedians. I go real fast.
Two comics in the last.
Anything about trans, I go by so fast. Anything about what's going on in the world.
Two comics in the last.
I just want conspiracy theory. I just like it when people are like, he's got that kind of music. And then it's like, you know, they'll show like Michael Jackson and like a shady picture of him like working at the CIA or something. You're like, yes.
Well,
that's what I'm talking about.
Two comics this week asked me to plug their specials, which I did, you know.
Who? Jessica Curson.
Yeah.
She had a special that came out last night on YouTube. It's all crowd work. No, I was going to say no comedy. I didn't mean that. No
material. And Mike Fiona.
Oh, I didn't know about him.
He did one too.
On YouTube?
I didn't. I just had my guy put it up.
And
I said,
Carmen Lynch.
She's so.
I'm so funny and just a lovely, lovely human. And she speaks Spanish, which you wouldn't know. I don't know why you wouldn't know that. But she does stand up in Spanish. And she did two specials, one in English, one in Spanish.
Good for her.
Isn't that amazing? I just think that's so incredible. When I was in Canada, I went to Yuck Yucks, and there was a guy that went on before me who was French Canadian, and he said that he learned English just a few years earlier so that he could do stand up in English. I mean, it wasn't very funny, but it was pretty interesting that, like, because I was starting to think, like, when he was doing his, I was like, I wonder if this, like, kills in French and it's just not translating right into English. Because one time I talked to Carmen about it, and she was like, you can't just completely translate it.
Joey Vega can do both.
Right, but you're not just taking the joke that you have and putting it into Spanish or French or whatever other language. Because there's all kinds of things that
that connect.
It's like it doesn't quite translate exactly. That's like, you know, when they translate like the Bible or translate a book, that's such an amazing job, because it depends on the person who's reading it, how they think about what it is and how they translate it to people.
That's why my albums everybody loves. Everybody loves my album.
You barely need to know English.
There you have it. Well, anyhow, listen.
I would love to get into a more of a discussion about translating, you know, different books and stuff into different languages, but.
I don't read.
Like, even sometimes when you hear the title in another language and then it gets translated back, it's like slightly different.
Oh,
do you know what I'm saying?
We watched this movie.
The Bible is called The Belt. I don't know. I was trying to think of something. Sorry. Cut that out. Edit.
Oh, no. Use that as the clip.
Edit it out.
We watched this movie, The Killer, the other night, right? And the first
David
20.
Fincher?
Yeah, the first 20 minutes was a voiceover. And I was reading on the internet, this comic goes, I watched The Killer. By the time the voiceover was done, I bowed out. The voice.
Why did he do so much voiceover? The movie got better after that, but it was like, I don't know if I can sit through this. The guy was not nearly as interesting as the director thought he was.
I know. You know who could? First of all, he looked like.
It would have been so much better if there'd been no voiceover, honestly. Zero.
He looked like an in-shape Bryan Cranston, the guy.
Okay.
But, whatever. It wasn't the worst movie. It wasn't the best.
It turned out to be a pretty good movie.
It was decent.
Especially when there was, as soon as the voiceover came on, you're like.
Yeah. Terrible. Well, anyhow. go to richvoss.com for all my dates. I got everything coming up. This weekend I'm in New York.
Everything. Not a colonoscopy.
Friday night I have 6 spots in the city.
Whoa. Damn.
6 spots.
Damn, girl. That's a lot.
I know. The Stand.
I don't know where I am this weekend.
The Stand in the Comedy Cellar.
Check out my Instagram.
Rich Voss working at 2 hot clubs.
All right.
And go to richvoss.com. Thank you for listening. My YouTube special, 30 minutes with Rich Voss. If you haven't seen it, it's pretty good. See you next week. Are you done?
Me?
Yeah.
What?
We done with this?
Oh, yeah. I got to go to work.
I got to play golf. Peace out.
My Wife Hates Me podcast, hosted and created by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane, produced by Nick Collette. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
This jackass Jew. Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.